we wanted to call people of faith, especially the people in the various churches, to lay aside denominational differences and help us meet this very pressing human need of providing housing for people who needed a good place to live on terms they could afford to pay.
What was it about people who have either no homes or very substandard quality homes that touched you? What about that particular need spoke to you so deeply that you've built this whole international service project around that?
Well, the central ethic of the Christian faith is love. And love is expressed in specific ways. I mean, if a person is hurting emotionally or psychologically, you express love to them by simply sitting with them, being there at a time of bereavement, time of grief, time of confusion, chaos in their lives. But if a person is sitting in a lousy house, the best way to express love is to get them out of it and get them into a good place to live. And I want to be a loving person. I want my life to be characterized as a person who spreads love abroad. I do it imperfectly, of course, but that's my heart's desire and has been for a very long time. And I just saw that here were all of these people there in Southwest Georgia languishing in these pitiful, truly pitiful living conditions.
Could you describe them?
Well, a typical South Georgia shack in those days was an unpainted house, no insulation whatsoever, a floor that was one single board thick, typically with big holes in it. The roof was wooden shingles or sometimes rolled out roofing, very often had holes in it, leaked. The front door didn't close very well, so that in the winter, great gusts of cold air would come blowing in. Quite often, only a fireplace or a wood stove to provide heat. And in the summertime, it was like living in an oven. And in the wintertime, it was like living in a refrigerator. It was just a pitiful, pitiful way to live. Many of them with an outdoor toilet and uncertainty, because you're living, these families were living on somebody else's land. So any day, they were sitting there knowing the landowner could come and say, "You are out of here. I want you to vacate this house. I'm going to tear it down and make it into a pasture because I bought some more cows and I need this space to have more grazing for my cows." And there was no recourse. They were just vulnerable, totally vulnerable people. And my heart was touched by the plight of these people. And I wanted to be a part of making it possible for them to have a sense of security and the comfort of a modest but good and solid house to live in.